And we're joined in the home stretch here by two people involved with Swine Palace at the Shaver Theater, that glorious structure on the LSU campus, right around the parade grounds, not far from Tiger Stadium. And there is a huge undertaking underway on stage as we speak, and it is The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, based on the novel by Mark Haddon. And with us is Bastien Stabler, who is the public relations specialist for Swine Palace, and the star actress, Erica Fox. Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
And Erica is from Colorado?
I am, yep.
How did you end up with this gig?
I came out to get my MFA at LSU's acting program. So I'm here for 2 years, and just having the opportunity to do the show makes it worth it. It's an amazing piece of theater.
What about this show is so special?
It tells the story of a kid who's a little different than your average person. We describe him as extraordinary, because he really does have an extraordinary brain. And he's kind of going through life and looking at it through a different lens, but at the same time, it's a universal story of struggling to overcome obstacles.
It's a great title, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Why is his brain extraordinary?
Christopher has a real way with numbers. He sees the world in a very literal and logical way, which sometimes can be a boon and can sometimes be a little bit of a hindrance for him.
Yeah, he has this gift, but he's never ventured alone beyond the end of his road. He detests being touched and distrusts strangers. It's hard to get through life like that.
Yeah, and so it's never officially diagnosed in the book or in the play, but a lot of people will say that Christopher falls somewhere on the autism spectrum. And so to bring a character like this to life on stage, I think, has a lot of benefits, because these people are in our world, and the more that we can embrace them with open arms and see that they are capable of quite a bit, I think it'll be better for all of us.
And this brings us to the title of the production, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. He's accused of a bad thing.
Yeah, so the show opens with a dead dog, which can be a little bit shocking to some people. But Christopher is very determined, and he goes on a mission to find out who killed the dog.
Well, this show is ongoing. It started last week, and then it's showing this week, of course, tomorrow through Bastien through Friday.
Yeah, we pick up again on Tuesday night at 7:30 in the Shaver Theater, which is Music and Dramatic Arts mm-hmm. Building, and we will run through Sunday. There's a Sunday matinee, of course. The campus is closed for the football game, so there will not be a game shows
Saturday. Not really closed, but Ole Miss and LSU will take precedence Saturday.
Yes.
But Tuesday through Friday, so that's four opportunities.
Right.
And then Sunday it closes with a matinee at 2 o'clock. And I mentioned the Shaver Theater. It is a crown jewel of the campus. It
yes.
is one of the most beautiful places
it's wonderful.
On the campus.
We love it. We're very special to have it. Of course, we get opportunities to use all different theaters on campus.
Yeah, you're at the Riley Theater.
We're at the Riley Theater, too. So don't go over there until the next show, because we're here. So well, at the Shaver.
At the Music and Dramatic Arts School.
That's correct.
All right. Now, you've seen a lot of productions through the years, and it's your job to promote them, but I think you have a special affinity for this one.
I really do. Well, first of all, the book was in the last decade was the ninth best-selling book in the world. I mean, so my sister, it was her favorite book, and so she got me to read it, and I loved it, and so I started pushing that we do this show. It's a really difficult show to do, because it's about, you know, there's humor in it. It's hard to pick up at first. It's funny because the audiences take a second for the beginning to go, can we laugh at this? Can we laugh at that? So it's a beautiful show. And they really have done a beautiful production. We brought in Tyler Jones, an actor from New York, to play mm-hmm. Christopher. And he is amazing. I could just watch him read the phone book. He's incredible. We have a really, really strong MFA class right now, and they really knock it out of the park in the show and the other roles. So, no, it's great. I really want people to go to it, because they're going to come back to other shows when they see it.
And Erica Fox is a testament that people come from all over the country to be part of this experience. It is one of the finest graduate educations, in particular, for students who are interested in becoming performers.
It's a wonderful opportunity. I mean, everything, you know, acting, producing, film work. I mean, we have so many opportunities at LSU Theater. It just grows. This is our biggest class ever this year of undergraduates at LSU Theater.
What about Christopher? Who plays Christopher?
So that's Tyler Jones. We brought him down from New York. He's toured nationally. He was on Book of Mormon national tour, and he's just got a really spectacular skill set. He's so easy to connect with on stage. It's just lovely sharing the stage with him.
So he's a professional actor, a young guy who must be very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went and held auditions in New York for it, and this show is so popular, we had to cut it off at 400. I mean, you know, when for the show we did last year, we had like 80 show up, and we thought we were, you know, sitting in heaven with that large of talented group, and we were turning away people. And so Tyler was the best of all of these professional actors that we had an opportunity to. And and so I wasn't at the auditions. I said, did they really get the best? And I go, wow. I remember the first rehearsal going, wow. So
he has such a care for the character, which is really special and important. So he really he wants to do Christopher's story justice.
Well, Christopher, played by Tyler Jones, is exceptional at mathematics, but obviously ill-equipped to interpret everyday life. And when you say exceptional at mathematics, that's an understatement, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, one of the great bits, you got to stay a little bit after the show, is he really shows his skills at the end of it. That's part of it. But the show is a journey. I mean, he's getting away from these constrictions. And one of the neat things about the play is they use Erica in the role of Siobhan to kind of actually plays the voice of his life and what he's thinking in it. And so they have this weird, neat relationship between her telling his story and him acting out his story. And, you know, some people hear a show with the subject matter, they go, I want to see this or not. It's a very fast-paced show. It's really enjoyable. I love it. I think it's one of the best shows we've done since I've been here.
Well, it's at the Shaver Theater, which is at the Music and Dramatic Arts Building, Dalrymple Drive. And if you'd like more information about the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime, you can call 578-3527. That's 225-578-3527. Or go online, swinepalace.org. And 7:30 every night between tomorrow night and Friday night, and then 2 o'clock on Sunday. So there are 5 opportunities to see this fine production, which is based on the overwhelming best-selling novel by Mark Haddon. 400 kids and young people were in line attempting to be Christopher on stage at the Swine Palace production of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. That's quite impressive. Thank you, Bastien Stabler. And
thanks,
thank you,
always.
Erica Fox.
Thank you.
Good luck. I hear good things about what you're doing on stage. And I'm sure you'll have some other productions coming very soon. We've got a few seconds. What's the next one?
Well, the LSU Theater is going to do The Diary of Anne Frank in November, and it's great. We've got a great New York director coming in. It's going to be really fun and interesting. Diary of Anne Frank fun. But
there you go. It'll be an important production.
Important.
Coming tomorrow, one of our guests will be Dan Moldea, the intrepid investigative reporter who actually met with Brett Kavanaugh back in the Clinton impeachment time. We'll talk with him. Until then, for Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Stay tuned.